KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. As we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Today, we are checking in with Ann Thomas, Shasta Living Streets. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed.
Good morning.
And thank you, Emily, for pulling all this together. So, Shasta Living Streets. Let's hear a little bit about this.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
I want to first say really appreciate the opportunity to be here. Thank you so much. We are a nonprofit organization in Shasta County. The largest city in Shasta County is Redding, so we're over on the east side of the state. And we're working to make streets safer for everyone, biking and walking. And we also do work on our trails, because trails are over here are very important connectors between neighborhoods and downtown areas.
Well, a lot of us over on this side often really enjoy getting over to Redding to ride on the extensive trail system. I know I have really enjoyed that, and many of us have said, oh, if Redding can do it, we can do it over here too. But I know that a lot of you're also really working on more kind of shifting more of a vision for the Shasta County region. So what are some of the kind of programs and things you're involved with Shasta Living Streets?
Shifting the vision is actually one of our important programs. So we have a number of different campaigns where we just share the idea that biking and walking is something that everybody wants to do in their everyday lives, not just on the weekend. So that's why you'll see a lot of our marketing is really friendly and very inclusive, you know, just to share that vision with everybody. We produce events, and sometimes we say we produce these events so people can experience the vision. It's hard sometimes to try to explain what it is we're talking about, so rather than do that, sometimes we host an event, like an open street event, where people can experience the stress-free streets in their neighborhood or business district, and then that sort of explains it to people in a very real way, without us having to, you know, write too many paragraphs or try to explain it. And then we do things like we work with volunteers and help them find ways to contribute to the community. And we do all sorts of collaborative projects with local agencies and other nonprofits to help improve biking and walking in our community.
Great. And it really seems that you've really led with the message that livable streets, walking and biking infrastructure for people of all ages really helps spur economic development, and there's a lot of research that has really shown that. So if you could talk a little bit about that, that'd be great, just how you've found what messages really work the best.
Yeah, it is a really strong message for us here. So, you know, despite the fact that there's all this evidence and research and papers written, you know, that doesn't always make it into people's everyday sort of regular understanding. So we do our best to share information about this. You know, streets are safer when it's inviting for walking and biking. They're safer for everybody, whether you drive a truck or a car. And business often goes up. People are attracted to live in a place that has active living these days. So there's all sorts of benefits for regional economy. I'm trying to think of how to explain. So we just talk about it in a number of different ways. One of the things, you know, streets are good for people because they're good for business and community, that kind of a message.
Mm-hmm.
We lead with this message a lot. There's a lot of people here locally. We actually have a lot of startup companies moving up here from Silicon Valley, and a lot of people want to support that. So we talk about how those CEOs and the employees of those kind of companies are looking for places where they can walk and bike in their everyday lives, and just sort of sharing more information about how that has attracted people to other communities, and we can do that here.
Now, you've, in that area, have had a good trail system for some time. What kind of community buy-in to trails and safer commuting and walking and biking and all that, is the community, how invested is the community into this?
I would say our community is very invested in our trail system, and you don't really have to explain that anymore. People love the trail system, and you know, lots of groups come out for cleanup projects. They're excited to see the marketing of our trail system. People just sort of universally understand that the trail system is fun for themselves and their families, and they want to show it to other people. They think we have this awesome trail system. What people are beginning to realize and trying to figure out how to sort of solve this issue is that our trail system doesn't connect very well to the business districts and even to some neighborhoods. Some neighborhoods are very lucky to be close to the trail system, and others, if you want to get there, you have to put your bike on a car. So
right.
This is kind of the new direction where people are beginning to realize that this is a challenge for our community that we all need to solve.
So is that maybe the next step, to try and get them all linked?
Yes, absolutely. And I think, so there's currently a planning process underway by the city and transportation officials here locally. They're looking at downtown Reading, and one of the sort of main focuses is how do we get people safely walking and biking from the river trail, into downtown and back. It's recognized as being something that people want to do. People who live here want to do that, go for a bike ride, go into town, have lunch. And we know that people who come to visit want to do that as well. We're going to build a big, beautiful 4-star hotel at Turtle Bay, and we need to make sure that people who come to stay there and experience the trails can make their way in and out of downtown safely.
Excellent.
And there's a community meeting coming up as part of that downtown Reading planning process?
Yes. I encourage anyone who is interested to come. So this planning process has been underway for a while, and they've taken input. And this will be the first sort of showing of initial designs, and getting people's feedback at this public meeting. And then following that, there'll be other opportunities for people to contribute their ideas and thoughts on the plans. And this transportation planning process will wrap up within the year, and then they're going to move to a general planning process for downtown. So it's a really important thing. Downtown is really important to Shasta County and really the whole North State, as the city's seen as a hub for a lot of communities here in the North State.
Yeah, definitely.
So as we move closer and closer to getting our trail systems up and going here, I'm curious about a couple of things. One is, and there's always a big question, is maintenance once the trails are up and going. How are your trails maintained? Is it a series of trail stewards? Is there an assessment district? How do you guys deal with that?
Well, let's see. One of the biggest challenges, which I suppose is true on the wet side of the coast as well, we have a lot of issues with sort of overgrowing vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that work is done by, it's a collaborative group of nonprofits and people who care. They're constantly projects where people go out and clean, overgrown vegetation and clean the vista to the river So it's good for habitat, for wildlife. It's good for people as well. There's a lot of these projects, and they do these collaboratively with the city parks department, but a lot of the work is done by volunteers, groups like ours. We have a program called Friends of the Redding Trails who does a lot of this work as well.
And it's interesting to see how all the different jurisdictions come together to manage different sections of the Redding Trails of the city and the county and then BLM a little bit further north.
Mm-hmm.
I like how just of that multi-agency connectivity and coordination for management definitely seems to be successful.
Yeah, I think it's one of the things is the trails were built collaboratively with a number of groups, and so it just seems like the natural way to move forward with this kind of management. You know, we have Friends of the Redding Trails. We share a card with people that has city agency phone numbers on the back, so people take that card with them in their wallets if they see, I don't know, graffiti or a lost dog or something on the trail that they think needs attention. They know what phone numbers to call. That's kind of, you know, people on the trail, many people see themselves as the eyes and ears of the trail, and so they just take responsibility for it.
So you have an Open Streets event coming up in during Bike Month in May.
Can you
let folks know when that is and what to expect?
Yes, we are excited. This is our fifth year of our Open Street project in the city of Redding, and this year we will be in downtown Redding for the first time. We describe it as a trail through the city for people who haven't experienced an Open Street event. This will be Sunday, May 3rd, and the idea is to bring people to downtown Redding to open up stressful, safe streets for people that sort of runs right down through some of the businesses and the downtown district and let people come out and experience downtown in a new way.
Excellent. So I'm also curious, since you guys kind of got a head start on this, how has this affected pedestrian and bike safety in Shasta County, since you guys have been doing this for so long? We've been keeping our eye on our numbers here, and we definitely need some improvement. Has all of this helped with the pedestrian and bike safety in Shasta?
Well, it helps with people's perception and understanding and their sort of desire for safer streets, and that leads to people asking for improvements. So in that sense, yes. One of the things that happens is when people come out and experience what it's like to walk and bike in their neighborhood, they realize that the distance is not so great, it's a lot easier than they thought it was, and then a lot of times, you know, they'll do so more on a regular basis. And then when things happen like this transportation planning project, people are inspired to come out and to really care and give their input to the city, which is really helpful. We, for instance, have new buffered bike lanes on the east side of Redding, which we didn't have before. And partly that's, you know, due to the interest of people for safer bikeways in our community. So, yeah, it does. It inspires people to ask for better things, and it inspires them to get out more on a regular basis.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. Emily, are there other things going on that we need to touch on today?
Just a quick summary that last week we were talking about the Eureka South Entry project study,
right,
that was looking at safety and aesthetic gateway improvements on the south side of Eureka, coming into Eureka from the south on 101. And the project, or the meeting, was well attended last week, and kind of all of the alternatives that are really being considered would do a lot for bicycle and pedestrian safety and also looking at slowing down vehicular traffic. We heard a lot of input about the need to slow speeds down before Herrick Avenue because there it goes from 65 to like 45 in a red light.
Right.
So there's a lot of comments around that, and there was some discussion of more of aesthetic improvements, but I think that will be further looked at the next community meeting coming up April 11th.
Excellent.
We'll have more updates on that as that gets closer.
Fantastic. All righty. And I know next week is a work in progress at this point, right?
Yeah. We're still working on a couple options for next week.
Gotcha. All righty. And thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us this morning. Really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And Emily, thanks, as always, for pulling it all together.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. This conversation on Happy Trails, as all conversations are, will be podcast at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.